Oh, goodness, I just, but we just had ordinary frame houses, just like they have now, you know, just, I've always been accustomed to those, about like I'm living in now, yeah. Really.
Do you remember what they called the outside of the house, you know, that, by putting wood, a board on?
Well, it's shingles.
Mm-hmm.
The siding is, my husband was a lumber man. I knew all about lumber, that's one thing. I can't remember that little, it laps.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
there a name for
that? That's, I can't think what the name of that is.
Never caught something like weather?
Well, weatherboarding, there is a one kind that you use, you know, as a weatherboarding,
mm-hmm.
weather stripping and yeah. things like that. But, and then there's all this siding that they yeah. use now.
See what they call it, flyboard?
Flyboard is now that's that big sheet.
Oh, okay.
Stuff, you know, that's like this and like this,
mm-hmm.
and then like this. There's three layers of it, and it's, and that one split.
Uh-huh.
That's what plywood is.
Uh-huh. Can you tell me about some of the things you used to have in your house when you were younger?
Well, we had just practically the same things that we have now, other than they were mostly antiques. We didn't have freezers back then.
Mm-hmm.
Not way back down when I was a little bit, little thing, we didn't have freezers, but we've had freezers, you know, since I was, since before I married.
Mm-hmm.
And, we just had, of course, back when we lived in the country, we did not have bathrooms, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And,
was it outside?
Yeah, just had little outhouses, is what they call them. You see them on television.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we had.
Did your father ever call those things, you know, like a funny name?
No, That's just what, that's what I've always known.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, I don't know, Daddy was the type of person, I don't know, I guess when you are left with a bunch of children, there's so many things that you have to, there were so many things we were not allowed to say and do,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, things like that. You have to be extra particular,
mm-hmm.
you know, and cautious about everything. And when you have it all to yourself, you know, and especially if you wanted your children to grow up to be anything.
Yeah.
Well, he was very protective of us.
Mm-hmm.
We were just never allowed to go. And I didn't even, of course, I married when I was 15.
Mm-hmm.
I never learned to dance until I married. I didn't even swim until I married. Anything, Daddy never would let me go. Now, when my younger sisters came along, they did. They had more freedom than I did. But I don't know. I was the oldest girl, and I seemed to be the. I think he thought that. I don't know. I think he expected more of me, really, than he did the rest of them. I don't know why. I don't know why he did, but he did.
Yeah.
He was more lenient with my sister in Tuscaloosa. She's just 2 years younger than I am, but he was much more lenient with her.
Mm-hmm.
Than even after I married, he was, he still was just, I was his pick, and he just, when he thought things wasn't going right, he always wanted to tell me, talk to me about it, and he did. And I always minded him as long as he lived. I did, even after I married.
Mm-hmm.
When he told me not to do anything, I didn't do it. Because
mm-hmm.
we were just children when we married. I was 15, home was 17, so
mm-hmm.
we just grew up together, really.
Wow.